John 4:19 says, the woman saith to him, Sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews said that the place that we must worship is in Jerusalem. Then Jesus said, Believe me, woman, a time is coming. Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know. For salvation is of the Jews. But a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such a one to worship him. God is a spirit, and the worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything to us. It reaches. For Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you today. For your word is life. For your word is life to me. Speak your word today, oh God, and we will follow. Speak your word today, God, and we will hear. Today, oh God, send the word that will cause cancer to dry up, that will cause diabetes to run, that will cause one to say, what must I do to be saved? Sweet intelligence of the Holy Spirit, visit us in this hour, these few fleeting moments. Visit us and let us know that we're in the place of Jehovah Jireh, that we're in the place of provision, that we're in the place of destiny. And we'll give you praise and thank you for it. God, so speak through me. Preach through me. Use this stuttering preacher to preach your word as you use Moses. And well, I'll be so careful to praise you, because it's not of my might nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. Nor by might nor by power, by your spirit, says the Lord. And we'll give you glory, we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. To your neighbor, say, neighbor, I want my worship to make him smile. To your neighbor again, say, neighbor, I want my worship to make him smile. The song says, here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. Here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. Smile. I wanna make you smile. Smile. Wanna make you smile. It says, here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. Here's my worship smile. Here's my life, Lord, smile. My sisters, want to make you smile. Want to make you smile, God. Want to make you smile, God. Oh, give me a second. Want to make you smile, God. Want to make you smile, God. Want to make you smile, God. Is there anybody in the building who wants to make God smile? Is there anybody in the building who wants to make God smile? Smile on me. And then the old folks said, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. One more time. all God had smiled on me. He has set me free. God had smiled on me. He's been good to me. One more time for you in the back. It says God has smiled on me. Thank you. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. To me. There's a worship moment here, just enter the building. To me, there's a worship moment. To me, to me, wanna make you smile, wanna make you smile, wanna make you smile, we gotta go. Hey, wanna make you smile, yes, wanna make you smile. Bless you, Jesus. I want to make him smile. I'm determined with all I have in me to make him smile. As a child, you are taught there are certain conditions with coming along with smiling. As a child, when you first, the first time you see your mother's face and there's tears in her eyes, the first glimpse of you seeing your mother is normally a smile. It is a way to show relationship. It is a way to show that I am happy in this moment. It is a way to show the conditions of what I'm thinking. Smiling has been discovered to be a scientific fact. A smile spurs a chemical reaction in the brain, releases certain hormones, including dopamine and serotonin. Dopamine increases your feeling of happiness. Serotonin releases an associate with reduced stress. Can I tell you there are 8 benefits to smiling? There is mental health. There is a mood booster. It reduces stress. It boosts your mood. It changes. It's a universal language of kindness. It builds relationships. It boosts your immune system. Smiling reduces pain. Thank you, Jesus. Smiling reduces pain. Smiling also helps you appear more approachable and trustworthy. I know God is not a human, for the Bible tells me that God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of a man that he should repent. But I know this one thing about God, is that God can and will smile on you. You want to tell your neighbor, neighbor, God will smile. And when God smiles, oh my God, I don't want to go there just yet. But when God smiles, hallelujah, the smiling oftentimes typifies an approval. Smiling oftentimes typifies it's okay. Smiling oftentimes typifies I'm the person you can trust. Smiling oftentimes typifies, hallelujah. Oh, I feel Jesus pushing me already. Hallelujah. But when you smile, I just want him to smile at me. And one of the things that caught me is when I began to study the smile, not just the muscle release, not just the chemical release, not just the brain release, it is a smile. And matter of fact, and when you speak in tongues, you are smiling back at God. You may say, why? Because it is proven fact that when somebody speaks in tongues, that something happens to the brain. That there's chemicals released in the brain, that's dopamine and serotonin, that releases stress and boosts and changes your attitude and changes you who you are. Because when you begin to speak in tongues, there's a chemical reaction in your body that's saying you don't even know it's happening, but God designed you that way. Then when you're speaking in tongues, you are smiling back at God. Why? Because smiling is a language. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that says, Lord, I trust you. Smiling is a language that says, Lord, you've been good to me. Your tongue is a language. I said, Lord, I trust you. Your tongue and language says, Lord, you've been good to me. And when you're speaking in tongues, you're smiling back at God. When you're praying to God, you're smiling back at him. When you worship him, you're smiling back at him. Why? Because I trust what you said about me a long time ago. And what you said about me a long time ago, it may not have happened, but that don't mean it ain't going to happen. What you said about me a long time ago may not have taken place, but that don't change your plans. Because the Bible tells me you know the plans concerning me. And the plans concerning me is to get me to my expected end. I don't know about you, my brothers, but I'm expecting and expecting. It in, not just it's finished. What he means by my expected end is I'm expected to finish whatever project you gave me. That's my expected end. Not just my, just not my death, but my expected end. What expected end? Whatever thing you asked me to do, I'm going to finish it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's going to be one of my smiles unto you. Why? Because you've given me the ability to finish. I want him to smile at me. My brothers and sisters, our God is not moved by our emotions, even though he understands. However, God is moved by our faith, and faith in what he has promised, of what he has promised. And my trustworthiness is what he has faithfully promised in my worship. My worship says, God, I trust your trustworthiness. I trust your faithfulness. I trust your words. Paul said, Peter said, Lord, I trust the words that come out of thy mouth, and the words that come out of thy mouth are life unto me. It is emotional down. It is a scientific fact that when you worship God, oh my God, something happens to the inside of you. Your chemical reaction, your brain reaction is something about the worship of God. That when you play worship music at nighttime, when you're sleeping, is a chemical reaction in your body that changes something, that causes a smile on your face. Why? Because the enemy understands that when there's worship, because there's, see, that's why people get mad at me when I say, oh, they can sing, but they can't minister to me. Oh my God, because there's something deeper than just you singing. Yes, you are a beautiful singer. Yes, you are. Yes, you can make all the hits in the world. Yes, you can. But can you minister to my needs? If you cannot minister to me, I'm sorry. You sound good, and I pray and I thank God for your gift. But when your gift taps into worship, worship will begin to make the smile of God operate in your life. My brothers and sisters, as I hurry in this text, and you know we've been at the well for quite some time, and I like being at the well because I'm discovering something about being at the well. I'm getting refreshed at the well. I'm getting encouraged at the well. I'm getting encounters at the well. And here we find in our text the woman at the well. The woman at the well is at the end of her encounter with Jesus. When first of all, when she met Jesus, Jesus said the first thing, will you give me a drink of water? Then she told God, I have nothing to give you. I don't have anything to give you. But at the well, at every well, there is a bucket and there is a rope. And anytime you have a bucket, that means there is a chance, there is an opportunity for you to have more than enough. And if there's a rope, that means there's opportunity to have more grace than what you expected. And here they are at the end of their conversation. And the end of the conversation happens like this. She tells him that he tells her, I'm going to give you water that you don't got to thirst no more. And when he told her that, then he says, not only am I going to give you water that you don't got to thirst no more, go tell your husbands, go tell the other dispensations that were before me, that go tell them about what happened. And she said, oh, I do not have a husband. And then God said, yes, the coverings that you had was not enough for you, but what I'm going to do for you today, I'm going to give you a prophetic covering. I'm going to give you a prophetic word. I'm going to give you a divine appointment. I'm going to give you the divine encounter, and this divine encounter is going to change your life forever. And before she got up to go witness, to tell everybody what happened, she said, oh, I feel like worshiping. See, brothers and sisters, see, there's something about, see, the woman at the well said, oh, God, after he gave her a word, after he prophesied to her, after he told her what's going to happen in your life, something inside her belly began to stir. But before she got up to go run and tell, before she got up, she said, but let me worship here. My brothers and sisters, can I tell you, whenever you get a word from the Lord, it's time for a worship. Whenever the word from the Lord, it's time to say thank you. It's time to say, oh, if it had not been for you. It's time to say how great thou art. It's time for you to give God a worship. Matter of fact, if we had time, I would say we could stop right now and we could just lift our hands and tell God how great thou art. How great thou art. Oh, how great thou art. Oh, how faithfulness are you, Lord. Why, you've been that kind of God. You've been that kind of God. Even when it seemed as though nothing would happen, even when it seemed as though my heart is broken, oh God, I lift you up. I praise you with everything I have. Why? Because you are so important to me. Your life, your breath is so important to me. So what she began to do is that she said, Lord, I want to create a worship moment here. And catch these, my brothers and sisters, if you decide to create a worship moment, if you decide to create a worship moment, things in your life would turn out better. If you decide to say, God, you're worthy, you glorious God, a glorious, you know what, sometimes I remember my mom, and I don't mean to go the way, but I remember my mom, and she'd be in the kitchen, and she'll be cooking, and all of a sudden she'd say, glory, hallelujah, not because, oh my God, I remember those moments. Why? Because she was in the kitchen, don't know why, she was saying, glory, and thank you, Jesus, and I love you, oh Lord, I blow kisses to you. I didn't understand at that moment, but now I can see why she did that. Why? Because she was creating a worship moment. At any minute of the day, she would create a worship moment. And Jesus told the woman at the well, he said, ma'am, God seeketh such a one who would at any moment create a worship moment. Why? Because when you create a worship moment at any moment, any space, that means there is nothing before him, that everything in your life will always align up with what he says. And if you give God a worship moment, when they tell you your daddy's sick, oh, thank you. They tell you there's no way to do it, oh, thank you. When they say you can't have it, oh, thank you. Why? You're creating a worship moment that says, God, I'm going to give you the opportunity to show yourself strong and to show yourself mighty in this worship moment. And it may cost me something, but oh God, if it cost me my time, oh God, if it cost me the woman at the well who had just got a prophetic word from God, who had just had an encounter with Jesus. Jesus looked in her life and gave her a word of knowledge that nobody could have knew. So she turned around and said, I perceive you are a prophet. And after she said that, she said, I must worship. She said, wait a minute. I can't worship here. You said we must worship in Jerusalem. But then Jesus said, no, baby girl, if this is your moment of worship, go right ahead. He said, if this is your moment of worship, you go right ahead, baby girl. Because, oh, there's coming a time, a day, when you don't got to run to no building. There's coming a time and day when you got to run to a certain location. You can worship me right here. You can worship me right here. And the thing I like about the text is that she said, Jesus, my ancestors used to worship here. She said, oh, they understood the power. My ancestors used to worship. They understood the power of worshiping at a place where God moves. They understood the power to worship God in a place where God is active. They understood the power to worship. I'm telling you, my brothers, I'm going somewhere, and I hope you feel, Pastor, today. There's places that the Spirit is active. And wherever the word of God is active, there should be a moment in your life where you worship. To say, oh, it's active here. This thing is active. And because it's active, I want to worship God. Because it's active, I want to partner with God. So she told Jesus, Jesus, I would like to worship here. But the Jews tell us we can only worship in Jerusalem. Jesus says, no, go get your worship on. Because if that's what you want to do, go ahead and worship. Another time when they wanted to stop the Jews from worshiping is when the lady with the alabaster box, Jesus had spoken a word to her. And she got the box and she broke it and began to wash her feet with oil. And they said, oh, why you do it? She said, don't leave her alone. Let her worship. Let her worship, because your worship is going to make me smile. Your worship is going to bring your trouble to an end. Your worship is going to bring doubt. Oh, my God. It's going to make it rain. Your worship is going to. Oh, my God. That's why. Oh, Jesus. That's why I love Indians. I think I call the rain dancers. Because when they rain, they're dancing because it's worshiping God. You can make your dance a worship. You can make your wave a worship. You can make your holla a worship. Because I just want to make you smile. So when he begins to smile at you, oh, I'm already done. When he begins to smile at you, your life will never be the same. So when she told you, she said, Jesus, my ancestors worship here in this mountain. Worship here at this well. So when Jesus said, I must go to Samaria, what Jesus was saying is that this. Notice the connection. They built a well there. And she says, my ancestors worshiped up here at this mountain. It was the mountain of Abraham, the mountain of Jacob, the mountain of Isaac. And I looked up because it intrigued me for her to say my ancestors, because she's a Samaritan. Samaritans didn't hang around Jews. But when I found out that she was the great, 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 great-granddaughter of Joseph. You know who Joseph was, the one with the coat, the one that was told to the Potiphar house. She was the granddaughter of him. And who was his daddy? Jacob. She was Jesus' cousin. And he came. He came to rescue his family. He came to rescue. He said, I did not come to fulfill. I did not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but I came to fulfill it. So what was he coming to fulfill? That through this seed, through this moment, that every nation shall be blessed. Nations in the Greek is ethos. That every group, every ethnic group shall be blessed. Jesus came to say, at this well, I'm going to release the Holy Spirit on everybody. Nobody shall be left out. That's when he was talking to her. She was the connection of divine grace. She was. That's why this well is so important to Jesus. That he said, I must go here. Why? Because this well here was the place of divine grace. This mountain here is the place where God wants to work, where God wants to move. And she said, if this is the place of divine grace, I'm going to worship here because I know my worship is going to do something for me. I know my worship is going to cause a chain reaction in my family line. So you mean she had a family of worshipers? Woo, Jesus. I hope you're hearing me. The Samaritan woman was not by herself. She had a family of worshipers. And because she had a family of worshipers, Jesus gave her a dispensation of the Holy Ghost. And if you have a family of worshipers, he will give you a dispensation of the Holy Ghost. I'm done. Verses, I want to tell you something. There's so much located at the well. Is that he wants worship. And one of the most powerful things about the well is that the lady at the well said, my ancestors worshiped here. That means to tell me, you can create all the people in your life who've been worshiping God for you. All people in your life who are worshiping God for generations and generations. God will not forget. He will send a well experience in your life because God wants you to know this thing is about your worship. The song says, my worship is for real. You don't know my story of all the things that I've been through. You don't know my man, what I had to go through to get here. My worship is for real.